Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Tony Colombo single-handedly ruined this song for me.
Oh, no.
Do you remember that?
Thunder.
Because Grace, who is a member of the Dave Glover Band,
right,
used to sing this song, but she would say Funder instead of Thunder. Yeah. And now I cannot hear it without singing Funder.
It's the same effect on me.
Same?
Yeah.
Funder.
Funder.
That's how I feel about kids rock and roll all night. Whenever you told me that Phoebe thought it was, I want to rock and roll all night and part of every day.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That's actually an improvement on the song.
Yeah.
It's very reasonable.
Right. Because
I want to rock and roll all night. And part of every day.
That's what happens when you get
that's
to
all
your,
I'm asking.
That's what you're. That's what you're on your laced on your goodbye tour.
Yeah. Right. I don't, 10 to 2. That's all I'm asking.
That's all I got.
Party 10 to 2.
I gotta go to the optometrist. I don't have all day.
Yeah.
You know, I got some stuff I gotta get done. But I do want to party. I'd love to party.
That's awesome. So we're being talked about at work, Wheels.
Yes. All right. Uh-oh. So guys. So I'm walking in today, just parked, walking in the front door, getting ready to say hi to Colin, who's right there in front of me, and Hannah and Anna walk out from the Brett Mega Show, and I'm carrying my like shopping bag with my drinks in it, right? I got a couple of body armors, Diet Dew, whatever, and as I'm walking out, they look down at the bag, and they look up, and they go, "You guys did KFC again today?" And I'm like, "Oh! Wait a minute. We have a reputation outside of KMOX."
How would those two even know?
I don't know, but it's clearly a conversation that's happening around the building.
Well, yesterday, Ronj posted the photo of Amy looking at the KFC with the judgmental look on her face. So I think it kind of spread around the building that we're KFC lovers.
It's a real thing. Like, I love Amy, and I love her in spite of her hatred of our KFC. I still love her. But that look on her face was true disgust.
Yeah. A picture tells a thousand words.
She was trying not to throw up.
In partial defense of her, because I'm not going to totally defend her on this, she can't eat that stuff. It grosses her out because it makes her sick.
Yeah.
Like greasy. She has a stomach thing that she's talked about.
Hey, guess what? No one asked her.
No, I get you. That's where I don't defend her.
Guess what? No one asked.
It's your problem, not our problem.
Like, that sounds like an Amy problem.
Right. That's an Amy problem.
That sounds
not
like an Amy problem that she doesn't have to inflict on everybody else. I am so mad right now. Everybody has got. Look, all right. Look, I'm just gonna have it out with this. We're all honest on this show, right? We all trust each other enough to be open and honest. Well, I'll just say it. I'm a big fat guy, right? So I eat stuff, but I eat the normal amount. I don't eat a crazy amount of food.
You're gonna stop right there.
It does stink that it's all like the pretty girls, like it's calling us out for the KFC.
They're not the only one. But.
Everyone's got something to say all the time, and it bothers me that I can't go get like a thing of beef jerky out of the vending machine 17 times a day without somebody stopping and going like, "Oh yeah, gotta have your snack, right? Hey, shut up."
Especially,
let me have my snack. Shut up.
Especially Hannah and Anna and Amy.
Yeah, right. especially the three girls with a combined weight of like 140.
Right.
Yeah. They're like get in my face.
They're like, again,
that was so funny.
They're getting in Andrew's face.
Yeah, but I mean, like clearly the reputation is expanding.
Yeah. Well, we do go there a lot. Like, I'm not going to hold that against them, but, you know.
Have they had a Chicken Little?
I know. They're good.
It's right downstairs, people. It's right there.
Yeah, if there was a Sweet Green downstairs, we'd be having salads. You guys would be having salads every day.
Yeah, if the KFC was 2 miles away and we were still eating it three times a week, then you could really go in on us. But, like, it's in the same building.
It's in the same building. It's just everyone's got something to say all the time, and it's like, can I live?
But I have a separate take, though.
Mm. Let's hear it.
I think a lot of these people are jealous.
Oh, yeah, of course they are.
I think they wish they were doing it.
Yeah, they want to join our crew.
Yeah, they wish they could go to a restaurant 30 feet away.
They just don't feel empowered to step inside the way
they
we
don't
do.
Have what it takes.
They wish they had a relationship with the people behind the counter like I do.
Yeah. They can't afford $2 items.
This show.
Wait till they hear about yesterday where I went down and got the food, but I didn't feel like walking to a place in the same building, so I did the drive-thru.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
It literally takes as long to walk to KFC as it does your car.
That's correct. Perhaps shorter.
But while you're waiting for the food, you're sitting, not standing.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
And you don't have to do the old left foot, right foot.
All of a sudden, I'm on everyone else's side.
Don't gotta do the whole.
We are disgusting.
Don't gotta do the whole one in front of the other.
There goes Andrew driving to get him KFC again.
It's in the same
where's the
building.
KFC? Oh, it's directly below him.
Man, that picture of Amy is incredible, though. I seriously looked at it like 12 times yesterday, and I laughed every time. Because her face is just like, it's like she's sad for us. She's sad for
us. She is.
She's disappointed in us.
And she's giving it, it's like she's walking, but giving it like a wide berth.
Like yeah, like she doesn't want to get too close.
She doesn't want to get too close to it.
Ew.
And I was like, hey, I'll have you know, I drove a long way for that.
Oh, man.
Do you guys see that Whole Foods is selling a $7 apple?
What?
What kind of apple is it?
Just an apple. It
looks like
one
of my apples.
I know. It looks like one that you would eat.
Is it like specially large?
It was a pretty big apple.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's a $7 large apple.
I would like to try it once. I mean, even if it was the greatest apple I've ever eaten, I can't afford $7 apples, but I could do a one off.
Is it like a pricing mistake? And they're like, oh gosh, we just found we're selling. And so it's an apple that they are as regularly priced.
Okay, it's pretty good size. And my guess would be, I haven't read the article. My guess is going to be that it's probably per pound, and that's a big apple.
It's a sugar bee apple, which I got for $1.99 per pound at Schnucks this weekend.
Good.
So just saying.
I don't know if I would want to eat a giant apple, right?
I have eaten giant apples. It's pretty good.
Apples aren't supposed to be that big. They're
supposed
to be
like I'm doing an interview of a serial killer right now. I swear to God. We're just casually trying to bring up some other stuff to see what you say because you've killed 18 nurses.
You're loosening me up in the interrogation room and you're like, so how do you feel about apples? And I'm like, I'm not eating no giant apple.
I'll be honest with you.
I have a giant apple story, but I do fear that it is too boring, so I haven't been.
Oh, no. We love your boring stories.
Well, it was when I was in Japan.
Wish we had some background music.
We'll stop you when it gets too boring.
It's a patented Rachel boring story that goes nowhere. When I was in Japan, they're really big on fruit in Japan, and I was like, I want to get, like, a big apple, and I'm just really going to enjoy it. It's going to be so
good. Tokyo, the big apple.
But
go on.
But I accidentally bought like a cooking apple and it was all mushy and not good. And it was a bummer because I paid like $4 for this one apple.
Boo.
That's the story.
The hell's a cooking apple?
The hell's a cooking apple?
Like an apple you put in a pie or something.
I didn't know there's a difference.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Why wouldn't you just put in an
apple? I don't know.
That's what apple.
Kurt told me. So I'm just going off of what he says.
Okay.
He's a chef.
Just a bad apple.
Maybe it's just like when an apple reaches a certain point, the only way to salvage it is to throw sugar and cinnamon on it and cook it.
That's kind of the taste of this
apple.
I think
Kurt's screwing with you the way that Wheeler screws with his friends when he tells them that he's starting Lost in Space.
Oh,
and
get
stuff.
This. Get the way my boyfriend gaslights me. So yesterday we were out.
Here we
in the
go.
Hey, not boring
new
stories.
This is a juicy one.
Being gaslit by the boyfriend.
And I thought of you yesterday, Wheeler, because I am also very fair skinned, and if I spend too much time in direct sunlight, I start to get overheated. And we were out in the sun playing tennis yesterday, and I was like, I'm getting kind of hot. And we were talking about it later, and I was like, yeah, I'm just so fair skinned, I don't take it very well. And Kurt goes, actually, your pale skin reflects the sunlight off.
Better.
And I just like assumed I was wrong. I'm like, oh my gosh, okay. And then I like looked it up on my phone and I'm going, no. I'm at like a greater risk for skin cancer than most people.
And sunburn.
So I go up to him.
I didn't realize that was reflective like a marble statue.
Exactly. I went up to him and I'm like, oh, by the way, my skin does not reflect the sun better. And he started laughing so hard because he was screwing with
me
the
got
whole
you.
Time.
That's what I do to Andrew.
Yeah. Uh-oh. He carped me for sure.
Carped you.
It was a real bummer because I just assumed I was wrong. I was like, oh, wow, I've been wrong for 32 years.
You're just like, hey, that's a Japanese cooking apple you're eating right there. You're like, oh, man.
Not even a thing. It's just an apple.
You look real dumb. We put those in pies.
It's a magic apple. You were supposed to make a wish.
Anywho.
You're supposed to trade it for the magic beans.
It is fun, though, to play that game every once in a while to see how far you can push the
story.
You mean
lying to people?
But, like, in a fun, happy way.
I don't want to. So this is really, it's a really bad thing, so I don't actually want to say what it was on the air because it was really bad. But I convinced my wife of something when we first started dating, just offhand.
Look,
just
you know
to mess
you're
going to
say it.
I'm actually not going to say it. I'll tell you guys off the air. I can't
say
that.
Okay.
I'll tell them.
But I was messing with her. And she was like, wow, really? And I'm like, mm-hmm, that's how it is. And I forgot I ever said that. And she repeated it like 6 years later to a huge group of people. It was like, did you know blank? And I was like, oh my God, no, I made that up. That was a lie. I forgot I ever
I have an idea. Don't lie to your partner.
But it was funny at the time.
So Close used to love carping.
Yeah.
Especially Rich.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, you carp. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it. What a carp. And he did that one time. And I don't remember the lie, but it was something fairly plausible, like I have cancer or something like that.
Oh, that's
yeah,
mean.
And Rach goes, yeah, I feel so stupid for believing something my friend told me.
Right. Yes, I'm the fool. I'm the idiot for trusting you.
And that's basically what she said, too. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought my boyfriend wouldn't lie to my face. And I was like, well, you know, sometimes they do. Sometimes it happens.
Okay. Why can't you say what it is? Because it's like national security level kind of stuff?
No. It's
is it
just
mean
like,
about another
is it
person?
Racy?
It's just racy.
Racy,
yeah.
Okay.
Is it about sex?
No.
Boy, this is going
to
be a good
he's
commercial
trying to,
break.
He's trying to drill down, and I just don't want... It's not that bad. I just don't want to...
All right.
I just don't want to deal with it. But it's a funny story because I
do your mom and dad know?
No, they don't know.
Would you be ashamed if they knew?
No, they think
Dave's going into lawyer mode.
No, this is what he does.
He just snaps right into it.
This is what he does when he wants a piece of. He goes into cross-examination mode. I have been on the receiving end of this about a million times.
You don't ask him directly. You find these little bits
in 15 years.
To go around
it. He picks apart the story until you have no choice but to say the thing.
Let me ask you this. If she were here, would she be mad or does she think it's funny now?
She would... be mad. Yeah, she never got... I want to say she'd think it was funny, but she never really got over it.
She was mad because she looked stupid.
She looked really stupid.
Did you save her at least?
And, like,
and say, hey,
yeah,
everyone.
I did. I jumped up and I was like, oh, I made that up. I made that up. And then people were like, why would you even make something like that up? And I was like, well, it was... I thought it was funny at the time. I still do.
I need to try a Boston cream pie. You know why?
No.
When I was a kid, they used to do ads for, I don't know who it was. Who's the famous pie lady?
Marie Callender?
No, that's a famous pot pie lady, isn't she?
Mrs. Smith?
Sarah Lee?
Yeah, there you go.
Sarah Lee?
And they would do ads on television for the Sarah Lee Boston cream pie. And oh my God, it just looked so amazing. And I begged and pleaded and begged and pleaded. And they finally relented and they got me one. And I think I probably just cut into it when it was just too frozen. It was kind of pasty and yucky. Mm. And I was like, bleh. Then they made me eat it. Because that's what you do in
well,
South Roxana.
You paid for it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I need to go back and revisit. You have anything like that where you're like, oh, I bet it's actually not as bad as what I had?
Eggs. Now, I love eggs now, but years ago, I was convinced that I hated them for most of my life until I tried them like 6-7 years ago, and I was like, these are really
You've tried
good.
A lot of things with me.
Yeah.
Cereal with milk.
Mm-hmm.
Jelly.
And you know what?
Until he met me, he had never tasted jelly.
What?
That's correct. And I'm proud to say... with my own opinions and knowing myself, most of the things that I have tried in the grace of the DGS, I have not liked.
What
most of those foods. Pickles.
Pickles.
Jelly. Yeah, pickles was the thing that made me hork.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Those are so good. I don't get people who don't like pickles.
We had a game I put together. It's a trivia game, and we had three possibilities in unmarked cups. One was M&M's.
Mm-hmm.
The other was something innocuous, like a Wheat Thin, and then the other was Braunschweiger. And so if you got it wrong, you had to grab, let's play it. We'll play it.
Yeah. I mean, I'll do it.
But then again, I love Brown Swagger. So it was kind of
not a fan.
Not a big deal.
I didn't hate it when I tried it.
Is that what's the other thing that's similar to that?
Pimento loaf?
No. It's another like mushy cased meat like that.
Oh, like pastrami, not pastrami.
No. Pastrami is not like that.
No, it's not.
And it's not pronounced anything like that.
Stop it. Yeah,
whatever it is, my dad used to like it.
We're trying to get to storm mode here.
Whatever it is, my dad used to like it, and it was in the fridge, and it grossed me out. I always hated it.
Yeah.
Liverwurst.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did anyone else used to eat uncooked hot dogs as a child?
It's bologna.
No.
Mm.
It's pretty close.
That was my jam when I was a little kid, and then one day I just snapped out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not nearly as good that way.
Right.
You achieved consciousness.
Yeah, I was like,
a family on my block in South Roxana whose yard I was not allowed to go into, which for South Roxana is saying something. And they were quite poor. And when the ding ding man would come, the ice cream man, and we would all get bomb pops and things like that, their mom would give them a stick of butter. And they would just come sit with us and they'd eat a stick of butter while we had like a bomb pop.
I mean, it's sweet that they were included.
Is it?
In the treat.
See, I never thought that way. I always thought how sad it is that they're eating Oleo while I'm eating a bomb pop.
You didn't like just straight up butter when you were a kid? You never went and got a spoonful of the country crock?
Rich, we need to talk.
No.
I did a couple of times as a child.
Uncooked hot dogs and butter.
I had unique tastes.
It is weird, though. Like, butter alone sounds gross, but, like, on a piece of bread, it's amazing.
Right. So you just get a little
What
by
are you
yourself.
People not getting? We were eating drumsticks and dreamsicles, and they were eating sticks of butter.
That's so gross.
Did anybody ever roll up the bread into a tiny little ball
and
pop it
in their
mouth? That's so gross.
Yeah, you take the white bread and you just roll it.
No, it's not gross.
I see what you're doing. It's not gross. It's good.
Yeah, it's not gross.
A surgeon's hands are not that clean.
Well,
to roll bread.
That's fair. But when you're a kid,
Yeah, we're just talking about that. Phoebe, at Chevy's, maybe they still do this, but they give the kids uncooked tortilla dough. And it was like Homer Simpson in the sandwich. She would sneak it home, and she would, like, put it in the mattress and just, like, pull it out and nibble on it. I'm like, you're kidding me. She's like, oh, I loved going to Chevy's.
Oh, my God.
She said I would drop one on the floor so that you'd give me the other one. Then I'd put the one on the floor in my pocket so that I had a backup.
Planning ahead.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 335, Storm Mode's a friggin' lie.
Now, wait a minute. Said after 3:30, 4 o'clock. It's not there yet.
That's so close to when we get to leave anyway.
I know. That's
yeah,
what
a waste.
Too.
It's 3:35, Dave. It's after 3:30.
But I'm excited
said
to go
3:30,
home.
4 o'clock.
I'll go home and watch it. I love watching it as much as Dave used to love doing it on TV. I'll go from channel to channel, too. Just back and forth, you know? Like, Scott Connell will say something, I'm like, oh, I wonder what Steve Templeton thinks of that little factoid. click.
Didn't say anything about it, did he?
Yeah. You're pitting them against each other.
Like, oh, he thinks that's a hook cloud. Sorry. So, Dave,
first of all, it's a hook echo, not a hook cloud.
See, that's what Templeton said. Scott Connell didn't know the difference.
What if it was an echo cloud?
I don't know. It sounds like something you trim your lawn with.
Don't get Andrew started. He's saying dirty things all day. What are we looking at?
All right. Right now, there's nothing much in the immediate St. Louis area. There's been a couple showers, been a couple little lightning hits here and there. The only cell, and it's just a thunder shower, is approaching Columbia in Illinois. the line itself, and we're still expecting some development out ahead of this line, but it's basically running from Bowling Green down through Montgomery City, approaching Herman right now, and then kind of backs out to Columbia and Jefferson City, and then goes down through the Lake of the Ozarks region. So it's got a little time to develop here. The atmosphere is really juicy, so we've got this severe thunderstorm watch till 8 o'clock. Possibility of rain and some severe thunderstorms will take us probably through about 10 o'clock tonight, clearing, windy, and cooler after that as we drop back to 48. Now, not everybody is going to see severe weather, but it is around. It's a fairly strong event, and if you get under a strong to severe thunderstorm, you're looking at 70-mile-per-hour winds, moderate to large hail, very heavy rain over a fairly short period of time, could result in some street flooding, intense lightning. The threat of tornadoes is very small, but in a situation like this, I can't rule out some isolated tornadoes. And once you get into the rain-cooled air, temperatures will drop 10 to 15 degrees. Prime time, again, now through about 10 o'clock tonight. It's all gone tomorrow. Sunny skies, 62, so noticeably cooler. Friday night, increasing clouds. Got to call it chilly for this time of year, 45. Saturday, a mix of clouds and sunshine. It's a rather cool day on Saturday, but a quiet day, a dry day, 58. Saturday night, clouds take control. Cold on Saturday night, but above freezing. 38 for the low by early Sunday morning, and Sunday is sunny and 62 degrees. So we have jumped from early summer right back into kind of below average temperatures over the next couple of days.
Dave, for those of us who went out and bought our hanging plants and such, are we safe on a 38-degree night?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Almost everything in the garden is safe too at 38 degrees. You're okay. Blooms on the trees, which actually have gotten blown out by all the wind we've been having, but they're fine too.
Okay. Very good. All right. If we do need to go into storm mode, if things develop quicker than we think, then Dave and Michael Calhoun will jump on for us. Headlines, Rach?
You bet.
Brought to you by
Schnucks. I'm trying.
I know
really
you are.
Trying.
I can feel it.
There, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. I feel you willing it.
Download the Schnucks Rewards app and earn 2% back on every purchase. Did you guys hear about the metal object that hit a Florida home last month? Turns out it was space station junk. NASA confirmed earlier this week that the 1.6-pound object was debris from a cargo pallet that had been intentionally released from the space station 3 years ago. The pallet was packed with aging batteries and was supposed to burn up in the atmosphere, but a piece survived and smashed into a house in Naples last month.
Okay, first of all, I don't want it to hit me and, like, take my arm off, but I wouldn't mind it hitting, and I'm not giving it back. Like, if I get a piece of the space station and the men in black show up and they want it back, no.
Well, so they better be paying for that house to get fixed.
Yeah,
good point. That's
don't
that's
you think this is going to happen more and more?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. With all the stuff we're shooting into space these days.
I think the movie Gravity, did everyone see that? Did anyone see that?
Yeah.
I think that's going to come true. I really do. All it's going to take, because in that movie, the Soviets were trying to take out one of their own satellites, a spy satellite. It blew up, and just a chain reaction. This one hit this one, hit this one, hit this one. How do we avoid that? We have something like 85,000 space orbiting satellites out there. Crazy.
Popular snacks could be banned in certain states over cancer fears. Some of our favorite snacks and classic candies could be banned, including cereals such as Lucky Charms and Fruit Loops, candies like Skittles, Nerds, M&Ms, and Swedish Fish, and snacks like Flamin' Hot Cheetos and Doritos.
Why are we banning them again?
Because many of the chemicals in these foods are already banned in most of Europe, and now several U.S. states are following suit.
But why?
They're carcinogenic food chemicals.
Well, duh. I think we all knew that.
I'm getting a little nervous. This is like my entire diet that she just read off. I'm getting a little
when
nervous.
They start coming for the nerds.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you guys think about that? I mean, they're banned in Europe. Do you think we should just slap a notice on them over here in the U.S. and be like, look, this could cause cancer. This could potentially just put a little label on it like we do boxes of cigarettes and such.
See, things like this, because I'm a Coke Zero guy. I'm a Splenda with my coffee guy. And every couple of years, the sugar companies or whoever it is will come up and say, like, don't have Splenda because, you know, you'll wake up with a cow head or whatever it is. And then the Splenda the council will come on like, no, you'd have to have 57 cups of coffee. You know what I mean? Like, who knows about anything?
Right.
It's hard for me to believe, though, famous last words. This is the most American thing I'll say all day. It's hard for me to believe that the manufacturers of M&Ms would give me cancer, damn it. But, you know, I bet the people with Roundup thought the same thing. I bet the people with talcum powder thought the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Kennedy family endorsed...
Andrew, mark that to send off to the awards, please.
The Kennedy... I'm going to try this one more time.
Okay.
I'm going to be mad if you guys do it again. The Kennedy family endorsed Biden in Philadelphia today. I got kind of sad watching this because RFK Jr.'s sister was talking about how much better President Biden is for the country than her brother. And it just got me to thinking, like, what would my brother have to do to get me to go on TV and be like, I'm not voting for him? It just kind of makes you sad. Or, you know, Mary Trump, is that Trump's sister or niece? That's a little less sad because it's a farther relation, but like your brother, it's your brother running for president and you're up there like, nah, actually,
sounds
I think
like
I'm going to go
all
with Biden.
Like, it doesn't sound like there's nary a Kennedy that likes RFK Jr.
Yeah. I would expect my brother to do that to me. Just to get under my skin.
Maybe that's why you have no emotions.
What?
Maybe he has hypnotized you in the past and you just don't remember it.
Yeah, well, unless he did that as a kid. I don't think he had that skill as a child.
A vacationing couple got a crazy bill. This Florida couple is sharing a scary experience they had with their phones when they traveled to Switzerland last September. When they got home, their cell phone bill was $143,000. Over the course of the trip, the couple used about 9.5 gigs of data, but they were charged roaming fees, which averaged more than $6,000 a day. This happened with T-Mobile. They called the phone company, and he was told they owed the full amount, but they've hired an attorney and have since been offered a credit for the bill.
Yeah, as I understand it, it was all kosher. Like, it was billed correctly under their plan.
Right.
Which I would have never, like, if I want to go take, like, a Viking cruise or something like that, I would never think about checking with whoever the hell I have.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I would, yeah.
Yep, we did that for Italy.
Mm-hmm. What did they tell you?
You got to change to a specific international plan or something. It's more expensive, but then you can cancel it when you're done.
Mm.
And then, obviously, when you're... If you're connected to Wi-Fi, that's not going to bill. But if you're not connected to Wi-Fi, then...
Let's see here. The U.S. Justice Department is going to pay $100 million to 100 victims of former Team USA doctor and human scum Larry Nassar over the FBI's failures in the investigation against him. It will end the latest legal claims against institutions involved in the Nassar investigations. Just a terrible situation. I'm glad... these poor victims are getting some money.
You know that this guy himself had to be thinking, why aren't they catching
me? How am I continuously getting away with this? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And my final story, there have been more than 4,300 book bans so far this school year. That's up from 1,500 bans last year. We just see it happening over and over again. Going back, let's see. PEN America says it has recorded more than 10,000 instances of book bans since July of 2021. So that's just been the hot thing the past couple of years. And
it's the hot topic.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Dave. Maybe we'll hear from you a little bit later.
You got it.
On the other side of the break, I'm going to be talking to Mike Johnston, who's one of the leading drummers and probably the leading drum teacher in the country. So for all my musicians. But I'm having him on because I think a lot of his teaching really translates to just life itself. So we'll talk to him at 4 p.m. I want to get you guys' thought on this. A high school student in Ohio will miss out on her senior prom and possibly graduation after getting suspended over bringing one bag of corn chips to school. The snack was not permitted because one teacher has an allergy. There are signs detailing the rule, and parents and teachers sign a form before every year acknowledging it. So maybe I don't have enough respect for food allergies. Andrew, I know that Megan has terrible food allergies. One of my nieces does. But this bothers me. I don't know. Like, for the good of the one and the whole, and like an entire school can't have corn chips, and now she can't graduate or go through the prom and go through the graduation ceremony. So I guess maybe there's some element of intention, like, corn chips. I don't know that, but all I know is what I just read you.
So they're saying she can't do those things because of the suspension that came?
Yes.
Like, I don't have a problem with getting the suspension, especially since everybody signed off on it. But why does that mean you can't do this, other
I guess
stuff.
That was a part of her punishment. You're suspended and you can't go to prom.
I think it's a stupid rule. Period. I mean, like I said, living with somebody who has an absolutely deadly milk, dairy, you know, allergy, it's not on everyone else to work around you, especially if it's a teacher, right? Like, it's one thing if it's like, you can't have peanuts at the daycare because one of the daycare kids has a... Little kids don't understand food allergies. They can't be held responsible for stuff like that. But if you're the teacher, you can avoid the corn chips.
Interesting.
It almost seems like there has to be an element of, like...
Brought them to that class.
Right. I'm gonna intentionally get this near you or something. Yeah. Because the punishment does not fit the crime.
It's needlessly cruel otherwise.
A man in Korea filed a missing persons case after his girlfriend wouldn't return his 500 calls.
Been there.
She's not that into you, bro.
Been there, buddy.
2 hours later, she was found fine. The man is now looking at a fee of about $500 and up to a month in jail for filing a false report.
Something should also happen for calling 500 times.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's not right.
Is it a current girlfriend or an ex-girlfriend?
I'm going to say ex at this point.
Yeah.
Did you say it was in North Korea?
Did I say that?
Yeah, I think he just said Korean. Yeah, so it'd been south.
Okay, because I was like, if it's North Korea, I'm like, man, they got like regular problems up there?
Yeah.
I was saying in the North, they probably put you on the firing line for stuff like that.
Yeah, I thought they had bigger problems than my girlfriend will call me back.
This will make you proud. It's a St. Louis story. An 8-year-old was found driving a car in downtown St. Louis Monday. His mother was sleeping in the back seat while he drove her around.
Very sad.
An 8-year-old.
Does that person get that kid back?
That's severe negligence. I mean, and endanger other people's lives too. It's just, it's a really sad situation.
That probably depends on whether it's a first time or a second time thing, but man, at least for a period of time, right? Don't you have to prove you deserve to have that back?
I would think a good long period, yeah.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.